Before he was an icon and the most famous reggae artist in the world, Bob Marley was a protege of Island Records founder Chris Blackwell. Here, Blackwell remembers the early days.
I went out to Jamaica, and it was the trip when Bob and Peter and Bunny had just about finished the first album. And I hadn't heard anything yet. I had no idea what songs they were doing, anything. So they picked me up at a hotel and drove me around to the studio. And they played me all the tracks. The first track they played me was Slave Driver, because I remember thinking, wow, this is incredible. And also that the second line of it was Catch a Fire. And I thought maybe it could be a great album title for something fresh like this. So they played Concrete Jungle, which was the most complex Jamaican song structure that I'd ever heard. I was so excited when I heard that, just the changes of it, the whole arrangement of it. Then they played another song, and it was a sort of balladish song, a softish song. It was nice, but the thing in my head that I felt was essential for them was to come as rebels. And this song was just such a sweet song. So we went through other songs, Midnight Ravers, the Peter Tosh songs, Stop That Train, We Don't Need No Trouble. They were all sort of like had a real rebel feel. So I left off this song and forgot about this song, this gentle song. Forgot about it really until probably a couple of years ago. And we're talking now 2009. And this was recorded, I heard it in 1972. That's not to say that no other people didn't know about it, but I had completely forgotten about it. And that's a song called High Tide, Low Tide, which is one of the sweetest songs of Bob's.